We've invited a number of churches, we've invited a number of civil society, and as well as various political leadership. We have opened up, had a press conference on Wednesday, and we made it very clear that everybody is welcome to attend that prayer rally. But it is not going to be the politicians, they're not going to be players. They will come, they will be part of the service. They will, of course, give solidarity messages to the effect that Itai Dzamara has to be released or has to be looked for. And, they will also express, of course, their commitment to peace and justice and security of persons.
Are you getting any blessings from the government?
Government, yeah. You remember the High Court gave a court order, so we're actually riding on that court order. That the court order has been given that the Dzamara family, we can be able with anybody that is interested to actually hold a prayer such as that. So I wouldn't know exactly what is in the mind of the government, but you know very well that subject matter for which we are gathering is a subject matter that will obviously open up certain things, and I'm sure obviously some of them may not be comfortable with that.